Yo, I'm trying to force this giant pregnant sea turtle to smoke some crystal meth, yo. Hang on, man. Ow! Shit, man. Motherfucker bit me, man. What the fuck, you piece of shit? That's right, bitch. Now, if you're too young to hear so much animal brain splatter on all the walls over here, goddamn, this is a mess. Or if you're offended by any of this, well, tune the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Let's get on with the show.
Show number 24 has a lot of fart jokes. When I say a lot, let me bring this volume down a bit. Yeah, my microphone volume's just a bit too high. Show number 24 has a fuck ton of fart jokes. I don't know why it just so happened that way when I did all the inter skits there, the thing, the little quickie joke that plays right before a skit, I'm going to try that again. The one that plays right before a skit and right after the station ID. You know, the really short jokes? They're all about farts in this show. I just got to give you a heads up on that. I'm not trying to do the old-fashioned vomit theme show. Yeah, I don't know if you remember those from classic bong.dhs.org days. I would make an entire podcast based on vomiting. And some people might actually get the impression that this one's about farting, but no. However, I will scatter the fart jokes and keep going, you know, because it does happen, right? It's a very natural thing to, you know, when, you know, you're just talking to somebody and suddenly, you know, just comes out. It can happen, you know. I host radio a lot, and it's happened sometimes that I had to endure basking in my own fart odor while hosting a talk segment. When I'm recording, I can at least stop, walk out of the room, let the shockwave go through and air out, and then come back. But when I'm on live, sometimes I'll actually, express the discomfort that the smell of my fart is bringing towards me. However, most of the time, I'll try to just, you know, forget about it and keep going. But just sometimes that is a little bit torturous, you know, because you sit there and you go, I gotta sit through this, man. I'm gonna make it. And sometimes I'll just not say a thing and go off the air. But, you know, oh, God. Oh, ah. I'm sorry, people.
BDO Radio is currently having technical difficulties with the host's pants and the studio's chair. Please stay tuned.
All right, we're back. We're back. That was not cool. That really wasn't cool. But we're good now. Like I said, you know, things can happen. And that one was really, really bad. You know, the case of the spontaneous shits. Something that you can sometimes get. And it's pretty unexpected when it occurs. So, yeah, I just had to, you know, put the technical difficulties bit there. I'm okay. Everything's okay. The doctor says I will not need to wear diapers. However, the doctor advises me that the cannabis may have acted as a laxative. Never heard of that before. But during that little technical difficulty break there, the BDO doctor walked in here and said, "Son, I think the cannabis is acting as a laxative in your case." And I was like, "No! No! No!" Anyways, okay, enough bullshit. Literally, bullshit. Ha ha, you know? Bullshit, you know? Ha 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 ha. Okay! Welcome to BDO Radio, and I'm your host, Budweiser. And yes, you've guessed it, you're listening to show number 24, created on January 25, year 2009. Now, obviously, I do know I'm not going to release it on that very day, so the release date is always a few days later than the actual production date, but I do stick with the production date when I record a show because it just tends to be what's on the calendar on that date. Yes, how's that, you know? So, big packed show, crazy intense show. This time I'm not lying when I say that everything, every single piece in this show is new. The news is a new segment, but that's been the case since we've brought it back three shows ago. The variety segment, this show will be a new episode of Judge Bob. Finally, we've established a series for Judge Bob, where basically each episode contains two cases. And you got the second episode in this very show at the variety segment. And all three skits are also brand new. And this time, I am not lying. I'm not, you know, wrongly estimating. And I've got to make a word about one of them skits that I have in this show. The last one, the third one, it's called Crack Donald's. And I want you to first off listen to it carefully. And second off, give me your opinion about that skit. The skit has a very different style. And I heard myself in a past show speak of a skit that I had done where it's basically a guy who describes that time his roommate ate too much spicy food and stunk up the apartment to the point where the firemen came. Someone out of panic rang the fire alarm from the fart smell, and then the firemen came. This Crack Donald skit is not about farts. It doesn't contain any fart jokes. However, it is in the same category of weird skits. It's the kind of skit where it's mostly the punchline that's funny, and most of the rest of the skit, you're going, what the hell's happening? What the hell, dude? It is weirder than it is funnier. The punchline is obviously very funny, but it's especially the buildup of the skit where most of the skit, I try to basically build up a suspense that ends up going nowhere and just ends up being a big fat joke. But it's really a strange skit. So you let me know what you think of it. If you ever want to tell me, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com. On the menu to your left, you click contact BDO. Let me see if that's exactly what I have on the site. And I think every time I tell you to contact BDO, I go back to do this because I'm never quite sure. Yes, it's contact BDO. And then once you get to the form, you pick a comment about the radio or nah, skit suggestion is fine. Skit suggestion is when you have an idea to suggest for me to do a skit about. But pick comment about the radio, put your name, your email, and write me what you think in there about that skit, because it's really different from our usual, you know, punch, punch, punch kind of skit, you know, the fast-moving 2-3 minute kind of skit, or yeah, minute and a half kind of skit, more like, because Crack Donald is about 3 minutes, 40 seconds long. So you let me know what you think, and be really interested in that. Now, I have to give a little word to all the listeners tuned in to this podcast or listening to it as a downloaded copy on their iPod or their portable media device or in their car or whatever. I want to give you guys a word that, you know, yesterday was a reminder. Yesterday, me and Nick Montoya did a Sunday classic, a reminder that you are to stay posted on live show statuses at BDO Radio. Now, yesterday was a complete success, listener-wise and content-wise. First off, listener-wise, we started off with a dozen listeners, going, you know, we were basically building it up like a snowball off the first minute. It sometimes takes 15, 20, even 30 minutes before we have, like, our peak audience tuned into the show. And yesterday, we started off the show with something already great, you know, it only takes another half hour, then you got twice as many listeners and so on and so on. And you reach your peak audience much faster, and the peak audience obviously is larger when you start off with a dozen people. So it was a complete success. A lot of people got the word about it. A lot of people were available to listen, and me and Nick Montoya were in the studio. And on top of that, we did some Judge Bob live. And this is what reminds me of the importance of telling you guys, try not to miss live shows ever, you know, ever, ever, especially not shows where we'll mention that there's a possibility we do Judge Bob. It's worth tuning in. Trust me. It's worth canceling a plan to actually tune into a BDO radio show instead. The session for live Judge Bob yesterday went to even funnier levels than we've ever been before. It was retarded. I have no idea what happened. But for the first time ever, during a live Judge Bob performance, me and Nick Montoya died while doing the performance. And I don't usually do this anymore, but I will play an excerpt of when me and Nick Montoya completely broke down. And I'll give you a little synopsis of what's going on at that moment. For that case, the names were Fitch Clutterbuck versus Bill Schmidt. And basically, I wanted Nick Montoya. I told Nick, when you start the case, Judge Bob is going to mispronounce Fitch Clutterbuck as Bitch Clutterfuck. And Nick Montoya himself came up with the idea of also changing Bill Schmidt to Bullshit and get started off with that, you know, start off the skit with that. And listen to the moment where Nick Montoya starts playing with the names. This is it.
No.
It's Fitch.
Fitch Clutterfuck.
Clutterbuck.
Clutterspuck.
Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck.
Fitch Clutterbuck.
Fitch Clutterfuck.
Okay, whatever, Your Honor.
And Mr. Bullshit.
Bill. Bill. It's Bill. The first name?
Bill. Bill.
It's Bill.
Bullshit.
Bill Schmidt.
Who's Schmidt?
Schmidt.
Okay, Bull Schmidt.
Bill Schmidt.
Mr. Bill Schmidt. Okay, let's do this. Objection! Objection! Bailiff!
Okay, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I'm the one who... Yo, man, okay. Everybody started laughing here.
It's not my fault, Bitch Clutterfuck. Stop,
you know, because now we're getting the people excited.
Hey.
Get the fuck down, people. Okay, come on. Resume your case.
Let Mr. Fuck talk. Mr. Fuck, talk.
Your Honor, my name is Fitch, not Fuck.
I can't fucking do this. Bitch Clutterfuck, listen.
Okay, look, if you're gonna call me like that, you know, you got no tolerance for homosexuals. But can I describe my case?
Okay,
now?
Fairy fuck, come on.
What the shit?
Let's do this.
Okay, Your Honor, I went to a speech from
Man,
Mr.
every
Schmidt
time
here.
I rehear this, I can't control myself and start laughing almost as bad as I laughed when it happened. If not more, actually, because it's even funnier to rehear yourself. And yeah, the fact that I was on live, the fact that we were on live, and I'm used to like being able to cut out laughter, and I usually tell myself in my head, it's no problem, you know, we can laugh as long as we want, I'll cut it out. Right there and then, I'm thinking, Christ, this is live. I don't have the option of cutting this out. This skit sucks. And obviously, sucks is a variable term in this situation. Reason being that it sucks because we're not doing the skit right, but it is fucking hilarious, so it kind of rules too. I just wanted to let you guys hear that and remind you that thing was performed live. What you just heard was not edited. Okay, aside from the fact that I cut it out from the entire live show just to give you that little piece, it was not edited. The effects are done live. The sound effects are done live. Everything is done live when we do Judge Bob, which is really the fun part. And when I re-air anything that we've recorded that was done live for Judge Bob, I never edit it. So this is included for this skit. That rule applies to this skit as well. If I ever re-air it during a live show on the radio, it will play unedited in its original integral form, like I always do with Judge Bob live performances. So that's it. You want to catch live shows? You want to not miss live shows anymore? Well, first off, type in your web browser www.bdoradio.com. Once you're on the website, on the menu to your left, click mailing list. This is going to take you to a form in which you can type in your email address, hit the button, It's going to take you to a page where you have to confirm your email address. And I think the text color is still fucked on that page. I'm going to have to take a look at that at some point. And just hit confirm. That's going to open a window and say your subscription unsubscription request has been processed. And you're on the mailing list. I'll also work on getting a confirmation message out to your email when you do that. But right now, it is not the case. It just subscribes you. Anyway, so that's for the mailing list. But the mailing list is old school. You want to get into the new generation methods. First off, if you use MSN Messenger, add the contact msn@bdoradio.com to your MSN Messenger contact list. And that basically is the official BDO Radio contact. You can stay in touch with me. When I'm around, I can actually talk with my listeners a little bit. You know, got a question, throw it up, and I'll try to answer it whenever I'm here. And also, I message everyone about live shows the moment they start through that MSN contact. So that's really a reliable technique to stay in touch with BDO Radio. MSN is essentially rock solid. It's a question of preference whether you use it or not. It's a pretty good software. So you can stay in touch with BDO with that and get a word about live show. And then, last but really not least, the BDO notifier. Type in your web browser, www.bdoradio.com/notifier, N-O-T-I-F-I-E-R. Now, this is going to take you to a page. It's got a screenshot on it. So even though you're a bit reluctant to install something that BDO Radio made, go check it out anyway, bdoradio.com/notifier. Just take a look at the screenshot. It may not be what you think it is, and you may actually like the idea after all. You install that application. It installs a system tray icon in Windows. Obviously, this system tray icon is hidden when it is not active by Windows XP if you have the feature on, but it reveals itself, starts blinking, and pops up a little bubble notification when a live show begins, usually the instant a live show begins at BDO Radio. The notifier starts blinking and pops up a little bubble and has the option of giving you an audio notification. And on top of that, you even have the option of turning the bubble off if you don't like it. You can even ask the thing not to blink, just to turn to a green color when a live show starts, so it is as less annoying as possible. Yes. So it's fully configurable. And that, again, the address is www.bdoradio.com/notifier. What the fuck did I just say? bdoradio.com/notifier. Yes, there we go. Notifier. Yes. I misspelled notifier. Like notifier, I was going to tell you to write. Nice. Okay, enough for this segment. My God, 17 fucking minutes. Let's move on. We got a show to do here. Segment number two, the news, coming up.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
These enchiladas are delicious. Oh, they're kind of hot, though. Oh, I need a drink. Oh, that's hot. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, here it comes.
Jack's Super Atomic Discharge Enchiladas. They'll take you right to the moon.
What?
Sir, I'm here to offer you a very special promotion.
What? No, are you from the newspaper?
Man, yeah, I'm from
the newspaper. Okay, well, I thought I asked you guys not to call me anymore, especially not ring my fucking doorbell. How annoying can this get?
Well, man, we're really going aggressive marketing here, man.
Look, this isn't aggressive, it's stupid. I don't want your fucking newspaper, it's the worst in town.
Well, look, man, no, man. Look, to prove it, we're giving you this free copy, man. Right here, man.
Free copy. Why is it in a bag?
Well, man, in case it, it rains.
Yeah, plus, in case it rains. You don't look like a newspaper salesman, and this... This doesn't feel like a newspaper in this bag. What is this?
It's...
Hey, where are you going? Come back! What is going on?
Sir, 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 what's that you're holding in your hands?
It's nothing. It's this guy. He came and gave me a free newspaper.
Free newspaper. Right, that's a good one. Give me that. Hmm, there appears to be a pound of weed in this bag.
No, wait, it's not, no!
So you're the one we've been running after. You can't run
anywhere now! This guy came to my door and gave me this, claiming it was a free newspaper promotion.
Free newspaper promotion. That's the best story
wait,
this week!
You're making a mistake!
You have the right to remain silent.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what's up? This is Bong Lit Up for the BDO News for January 25th, year 2009, you know? This is show number 24. We've been on for 3 shows now, you know? So we're like officially employed by BDO Radio, you know? And I'm doing the news again. And oh, fuck, I'm so fucking high. But you know, it's okay. I'm used to doing the news really, really fucking baked, you know? But man, my eyes are half open right now. I'm not fucking kidding. Anyways, this week in the news, a breakthrough revolutionary technique, yo. I actually went out with a sound recorder to my work last week, and I recorded something I think is really important for you people who work somewhere where they drug test you every few months or at random. You know, you will really like this tip that I'm about to give you on how to pass your fucking drug test, because I know there's a lot of smokers who listen to this radio show, you know, and you want to be able to smoke. Even the day before your test, fuck it, man, even 2 hours before your fucking test. You know, it's like me, I like to be able to smoke 2 hours before my fucking test. I don't even fucking care about the test. I want it to be passed with flying colors, you know, and I want to smoke my weed at the same time, you know. There's no making compromises here, you know. So I went out with this sound recorder, and I went to my employer, and it was drug testing day, you know, and listen to what it sounded like when I went to actually get tested, you know.
All right, Mr. Lit Up.
Yo, that's me.
All right, just take this cup over here and, go urinate in stall 3. Just close the curtains.
Okay, man. Yo, I just go over there and I just...
Yeah, that's right. You go over there, you do your thing.
Okay, man.
Oh, God. Oh, that guy farted. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, who's in stall number 3?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but yo, oh my God, let's go see. Man, did you fart? You're the one who farted.
Yeah, man. I farted.
Yo, get out of here, man. What did you eat for lunch, man?
Yeah, I'm Mexican, man. What do you think I ate for lunch?
Yo, get out of here. Just leave, okay? You passed the test. You passed the test. No need for the cup. Get out of here.
Yeah, sorry for the sound quality on that, but you can clearly hear that if you just rip a huge stinking fart at your drug testing session, you know, it's going to stop the whole thing and they're going to pass you because they won't want to see you again, you know? And you make sure that if there's several drug tests, you do that every time so that eventually they might even stop testing you overall, you know what I'm saying? So that's the news for BDO Radio for January 25, year 2009, and we're going on with the weather with Alexander Hash, y'all.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah, hello, everyone. I'm Alexander Hash, and this is like the weather for BDO Radio on... I forget the day. I forget what I was going to say even. Right, I'm the weather guy. That's... At least I remember that, you know? Oh, it's like January 25, year 2009. Now, like, I remember, like, on the last show, I talked about clouds coming. And I looked outside today, and I didn't see much clouds. So, now, you know, people might think, you know, I was wrong, because, well, I'm not sure I predicted this. I think I predicted that there's going to be clouds, and there's no clouds. And now you're thinking, you know, I'm bad at predicting the weather, because there's no clouds out there. So I'm going to make clouds, you know? So my prediction is going to be right, you know. If you'll excuse me, I'm really baked today. I'm having a hard time remembering, but I'm really sure about this. So let's make some clouds for out there, you know. Ugh. That's almost cloudy, Mom. Just a couple more. Wah! Wah! I think I... Wah! I'm like...
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Alright, now that we're about halfway through this super important sales meeting, I have to show you the following chart on here that I'm gonna post, and show you that, I think we're gonna have to take a short recess here, because I just released a real stink bomb, and it's gonna shockwave through the office any second now.
Oh,
there
geez,
you go. I'm sorry, okay? We're just gonna recess here, okay?
The
television series entitled House should have been a product of Video Radio.
Okay, hi, I'm Dr. House, and I'll be checking you out today. Okay, well, I have a bit of pain in my...
Right, that's 1 ounce of weed to prescribe.
Okay. Keep going. I also have a rash on my left...
That's 2 pounds. A lot to smoke. What? Keep going.
Then it's my left leg. It tends to...
Can you hold that thought just 1 second?
Sure. What are you... Are you smoking marijuana? Didn't your boss tell me you tend to pop pills? What's with the weed?
The pills were boring. Now I grow my own weed and I feed it Vicodin pills. Works wonders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead of a cane, I mean, how boring was the cane, eh? I carry around a 6-foot-tall bong, use it to smoke, and guess what it doubles as? A cane!
Smart. Now where are we at? 3 pounds?
We're at 2. Now what was that about your leg?
It hurts and it sometimes
twitches. Okay, we're at 3 now.
Okay.
Jackpot. And, oh yeah, here's a complimentary bottle of Vicodin.
Thanks.
And yeah, I've got this blow left over from a party last night. Have some.
Okay.
Oh, and while you're at it, here's my leftover shroom from last week.
Don't you think that's a little too many drugs?
Look, and if you don't take them all, I'll know. And I'll come to your house while you're sleeping and I'll cut you.
Huh, you said house.
Hey, that's right, that's my name.
Case number brioche, brioche, croissant, croissant. The plaintiff, 31-year-old gigolo, also known as male prostitute or man whore, Sodom Eyes, is suing 27-year-old female escort Crystal Chandelier for not paying for sexual services provided in a motel on June 27, 2006. The defendant is counterclaiming for her service fees, which she claims the plaintiff owes. All get your asses up! Put your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. You are about to enter Judge Bobby Dylan Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Yo, 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 yo. Okay, everybody's swearing in, but now everybody's gonna shut up.
Is that a joint?
Yeah, that is a joint. Yo.
Nice.
Of course, man. Yo, beg your devil, they're not shutting up. Yo.
Hey, shut the fuck
Stop
up.
Stop reacting to the fact that I'm lighting a joint.
I have to smoke a joint, so please be quiet. Yo, so I can embrace the Buddha.
You know, for once, I'm providing Judge with some good material, you know?
That's right.
You know, I care about you getting your case right, you know, judging fairly and
so
shit like that.
While you puff on that, I'm going to... Oh, you're passing it out. Cool.
Yeah, I'm passing the joint because okay, so I got to complete the sheet, you know what I'm saying?
Because I see right now the names aren't right.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry about that, man. I'm supposed to...
That's cool.
You know, anyways, you got a joint, you know, to kill
people,
a
shut up. Let him do his work.
They keep... Yo, people, we're just smoking a joint. You came to Judge Bob. What
you
the fuck
what
do
I
you
mean?
Expect, yo?
People are like that. They're always rushing me.
Man, that shit is...
People are Russian. They're Russian. I don't know why they're doing that. They're not from Russia. But they're still Russian. Okay, so yeah, in the case, this is the case of Sodom Ayaz. Holy fuck.
Sodom Ayaz.
And where are you from, Mr. Ayaz?
I am from India.
From India?
From India,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Versus Crystal Chandelier?
It's Crystal Chandelier.
Right, and that's your original name?
That's my original name.
You didn't change your name?
I didn't change my name.
I guess your parents had low expectation, eh?
They hadn't...
They weren't expecting what? You to be president...
I have the name of a princess.
No, you have
what
the name...
What are you talking about? What do you think you're talking about?
You've got the name of a prostitute, and guess what? That's what you are. See?
But you're supposed to call it an escort?
Whatever.
Sorry.
Okay, so, what exactly are we here for, Mr. Sodomize?
Well, I run into Crystal in the street and bring her to...
It's Crystal, bitch!
Shut the fuck up already.
Yes, shut up, bitch.
Hey,
I must talk now.
You too, shut the fuck up right now. I'm the pimp. You guys listen to me.
What?
explain to me what happened, and you're gonna act like a pimp, or I'll smack you right like a pimp.
Motherfucker. I cross Cristal in street and bring her to motel. We have a sexual experience. I charge for I gigolo. I provide this. This is my job. I fuck women for job, for money.
Yeah, now, I know what gigolo is. I know.
We complete sex. I even pay.
Objection.
What objection? I do
objection.
Not have a lawyer. There is no lawyer in...
I said objection, you object, okay? That's
Honor,
what you... Shut the fuck up.
I'm in law school. I know I...
You're disturbing the court, okay? I haven't objected in a while. I had to object. You didn't have to ask why. Now you know
the
what?
The attorney...
Objection.
The attorney...
You don't talk and say until I say... This is my courtroom. I'm gonna bitch slap you in a minute here.
Listen.
Bailiffs, do something.
Yo, man, you're gonna listen to the judge. I'm gonna smack you. I'm gonna carry out that bitch slapping. Oh!
Nice one.
Bitch.
Next time, put some baby powder on that shit. Okay, so Mrs. Chandelier.
Yeah?
So what happened with you? You're counterclaiming because what?
Well, because, you know, he takes me to a hotel and everything. You know, I'm a service lady. I'm an escort, you know, professional sexual service provider. I tell my pimp, I go up there, you know, the fuck am I make a few bucks? I tell him to pay me $150 when we're done. He's like... What the fuck, you owe me $100, you know what? This is bullshit. You know, he owes me $150, I gave him
okay.
Some good sex. You had some good sex.
It wasn't even good, bitch. Ball itch, recess.
What? Your Honor, please.
I said ball itch, recess, shut up. Yeah, that's good. Right there. Bailiff, you got a pen?
Yeah,
in the area I can't reach there.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Honor, wait. Yo, what? You shut up, bitch. He's not done.
Bailiff, here's your pen. Hold it by the other end.
That's nasty, man. What? Yuck, man.
Okay, unitched.
Okay, now you can start speaking, litigants.
Continuance.
Who speak here?
I said speak!
Hello!
Okay, good.
I want my money, bitch!
Yes. Okay, we're gonna get to that in a minute. So, if I can understand exactly what happened, you're two hoes, and you thought you were both Johns... And now you both owe each other money.
I am the whore here. She owe me the money. I am the plaintiff. Yo, I can't sue, so it's like I'm the plaintiff now. So with two plaintiffs,
okay.
Why am I the defendant?
So Demise, I award you $5,000. Chandelier, I award you a big dick in your mouth.
What?
Get under the desk right now.
What the fuck?
Judge
Bob,
I've talked.
That's right, bitch. You have to say, no, what the
Judge
fuck?
Judge Bob, I've talked.
This is bullshit,
Bailiff,
Your Honor.
Bring that bitch here.
Yo, you gonna get under that desk. Yo, no, what the shit? Fuck, yo, fuck. Yo, you gonna get under that.
Okay, good. Good job.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now, a word from the plaintiff.
It is very fair. I get $5,000 for a job that would normally make $100. I'm very happy I can take a few months off work.
And now, a word from the defendant.
Yo, Your Honor, how are you hitting your gavel without moving it?
Oh, you don't understand. That was your head hitting the bottom of the table.
For tickets to Judge Bob, give Your Honor a blowjob.
Hey, come here.
What?
Cristal, here's a couple tickets.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
I'll be there in your next show.
Come back the one after.
Okay. You got more tickets?
You know what to do next show.
Thanks. Yo, people, come on, get seated. You know there's two cases in our show format. You know, let's get ready for this next case. In the case of the matter of Edward Speechman versus Irvin Listenwell, will the litigants come forward, please?
Case number 11, General Tal Beef with Tzatziki. The plaintiff, 31-year-old English teacher Edward Speechman, is suing the defendant, 36-year-old suicide hotline call operator Irvin Listenwell, for damage resulting from a car crash. The prime witness, 40-year-old dog trainer Glenn Seymour, claims he was present while the whole accident took place. All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care! You are about to enter Judge Bobadilla Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
I judge, I guess you can get many people if I come today, yo.
Yeah, I know, if it wants. That's why I'm feeling kind of familiar in here.
There you go, man. Kind of smells nice, too.
I like it. Okay.
Hey, by the way, I really recovered from that crack shit.
Good. Yeah, good, because I don't want to find you on the floor again. I'm out of $100 bills. You want to put up my sheet so I can see what's going on?
Yeah, man. You know, because we got a really cool case today. You know what I'm saying? It's a car crash.
Okay. So it's Edward Speechman versus Irving Listenwell. So, Mr. Listenwell. Mr. Speechman first. Okay. Mr. Speechman, how about you tell me what happened? No. Okay. What? Okay, why are you throwing gang signs at me? I could do it too, man. The fuck's wrong with the guy? Okay, well, Mr. Listenwell. Okay, no, if you're gonna growl at me, don't. Mr. Listenwell. Okay, what's going on here?
Your Honor, I'd like to say something.
Who are you?
I'm the...
And why is this guy making gang signs at me?
He's trying to tell you that the defendant is deaf.
Okay, and why doesn't he just tell me?
Because he's a mute.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, and who are you?
I'm the prime witness, Gary Seymour.
Okay, and you saw everything?
I was present at the incident.
Okay, good. So, in the picture there, can you tell me where about were you?
I was at a street corner. And,
okay, no, but on the picture, can you point me where you were?
Sir, I'm blind.
Are you serious?
Look, my dog saw everything happen.
Okay, you know what? I am appalled. I'm appalled to... This case is bullshit. You know what? Case dismissed. I award you $5,000.
Yo, Your Honor. Dude, you forgot to say who won the case. Okay, guys, the judge left and didn't specify who gets the money. So, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you get the money, yo.
Yes! I can't sleep, but now I got 5,000 bucks. Thank you!
Yo, man, it's no problem. Yo, go home happy.
This love is fair!
I deserve... Yo, man, you get the fuck out of here. Deal with the king. No, you shut up!
And now, a word from the plaintiff.
Yo, people can't understand your fucking sign language, okay? Get the shit out of here, man!
And now, a word from the defendant.
I mean, the witness won $5,000. How stupid is that? It doesn't make any sense.
Stop talking! You sound like a retard! Get the fuck out of here!
Next time on Judge Bob...
Your Honor, listen
to
that.
That's enough. Drop and give me 50.
What?
Give me 50.
You want me to drop and give you 50?
Give me 50.
This is a courtroom.
I don't care. I'm the
judge. I'm not dropping and giving you 50. That's bullshit.
Objection. For tickets to Judge Bob, give Your Honor a blowjob.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Well, Bob, you're hired. Bob, you're fired.
Aw, damn it.
Can I take your order, man?
Jeez, what took you guys so long?
Well, man, sir, we had to take a break, man.
A break? You all take break at the same time?
Well, man, sir.
whatever. Yeah, are you just ready to take my order?
Sure, man. Sir. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll have a Big Mac and one large fry.
All right, man. Drive up to the second window.
Okay, your total is $78.45. Okay, what? Your total is $78.45.
Guy, you gotta be kidding me. I ordered a burger and a fry.
Sir, that's the price, man. Your Big Mac costs $76, man.
What? You're kidding, right?
We're a special McDonald's, man.
Okay, look, this is bullshit. I'm coming to pick up my shit inside, and I want to speak to your manager.
The manager... He's, like, busy doing the floors in front, man.
Good. I'll know where he is.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Sir? Sir?
What, man?
Sir, are you the manager?
Yes, man, I'm the manager.
Sir,
I have something to report about one of your employees.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'd rather tell you while you're not crouched on the floor picking up pieces of dust. What are you doing anyway?
Cleaning the floor.
Wouldn't you rather use a mop for that?
Hey, never. A mop? That's what... That way I won't even find the,
The what?
The, nothing.
Listen, I just wanted to say that your employee at the window wants to charge me $76 for a Big Mac. $76? You gotta be kidding me, man.
Going right, man.
Look, get off the floor so I can speak to you Hey, wait a minute. You're not cleaning the floor, you're... Oh, wait!
Sir, where are you going?
To your drive-thru window. I only have to ask the drive-thru guy one thing. If he answers what I expect he's going to answer, it'll confirm my doubts.
Sir? 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 Man? Sir?
What's the name of this place?
Crackdonald's? McDonald's?
Uh-huh. You're all crackheads! You, your manager, and whoever else is in there!
Man, no man. We're clean, man. We're clean.
Where, where's the next nearest McDonald's? I'm really hungry.
Man, it's here, man. You're at it right now.
Okay. Where's the second nearest McDonald's?
Yo, it's right here, man. It's always here. It's only here, man. $76 a Big Mac. Pay now, man.
I'm hungry as fuck. You guys are all crackheads. The KFC next door is closed.
I know, man.
Obsolete closing hours. I mean, what the fuck? Fast food should all serve a slow version of their food any time past 11 p.m.
Man, that's why it's us, man. We're the place, man. Come on, pay up, man.
Okay, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming to Crackdonald's, man. Hey, did you steal his wallet while he was crouching over to talk to me? Yeah, man, check it out. He's got $600 in there. $600? Nice, man, because I didn't find any rocks on the floor in front.
Hmm. If you'll give me a second, sorry, as I start this segment, just finish this. Oh, that was good. Those are some freaking good enchiladas. Oh man. Oh, I feel it. Oh, that one was bad. Let's hope I can hold the, oh man. Uh-oh. Guys, I think I'll just be a, my ass, my back, my shoulders, my neck. Oh, my head. Oh. Damn, those enchiladas were good. Really, I recommend those super atomic discharge enchiladas from Jack. Jack making all these fine products, bringing all this fine information on BDO Radio. It's a contract we have with Jack. We regularly bring material from him as super intelligent road safety tips. They're really, really useful. If you're a new driver, you want to abide by those tips. In fact, Jack is working currently on a Bible. Basically, he's going to call it Jack's Bible. And there's going to be all his road safety tips and links and phone numbers to buy his wonderful products. So, that's the shit. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't Jack make vomit buckets, butt plugs, so many various useful items that should be out there, and the company that produces them would absolutely not get sued at all? But, give me a sec. I gotta crack that neck. Oh, god damn, man. Those are some freaking good enchiladas. I'm not gonna eat for like 4 weeks now. I mean, my bowels are shut. That's it, man. They're sealed shut. My body's gonna rebuild them now. Yeah. By the way, the moon looks great. This is the fastest fucking trip you can make to the moon and back. Without, you know, having to take a shuttle or anything. It's so economic. Entirely natural. The entire transportation is fueled by natural gas. And If you want to make it to Mars, the only difference is when you unleash the atomic discharge. Because that's, well, you heard me when I finished eating the enchilada, you know, you released those two little warning shots. I at that moment, I said, you know, I hope that I can hold back the big one. Obviously, I couldn't. But that big one, that's what Jack specifically refers to as the superatomic discharge that is caused right after eating his enchilada by the enchilada. So yeah, the Jack's enchilada is some tasty stuff. Now, I'm not even going to do a segue to this. I'm just going to fucking switch topics brutally here. Let's get to something I thought of to mention in this show. I probably spoke about this a trillion times in the classic bong.dhs.org playlist. However, we don't air that anymore 24/7. We do bring pieces back. Sometimes we bring the whole thing back, but not permanently. Reason being that we have so much shit to air at the same time now at BDO that I can't just put everything on the playlist. The playlist will be so ridiculously big and long that it's going to be almost impossible to loop broadcast just about anything. You know, sometimes I have stuff that I want broadcasting 2, 3, 4 times a day, and I need loop playlists that last maximum 36 hours, so that they remain manageable. Anyways, but I'm going to open the topic. The bong. Yeah, this is about the bong. Yes, this is really old school talk here. You show up at a friend's place and you're a regular bong user, like, for instance, me. Someone who would rather be smoking out of a bong, and if there's no bong around, will resort to rolling paper and smoking joints. And then if that's not available, we'll try to make a pipe of some sort if smoking is absolutely necessary. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you go, hey, what the hell, you know? I'm just going to enjoy the party or wherever you're at that's not home where you don't have your bong. Anyways, and you show up at this friend's place and you're someone who likes to smoke out of a bong and they have a bong. They happen to have a bong. And they are not frequent users of this bong and you ask to borrow it. Obviously, you notice they have a bong. Sometimes you ask them and they say no, they don't. And you take a peek at their desk in their room and you see a bong on the table. It's like, dude, you have a bong. Why didn't you tell me you had a bong? You said no when I asked you. You know, that kind of person that barely knows they have a bong. And then this is the most frequent answer I will hear personally when I ask somebody, hey, can I use your bong or do you have a bong? Oh, yeah, I have one. And then the thing that follows, oh, yeah, I have one, is or when you catch the person that said, no, I don't have one. And then you see one on their desk and you're like, what the fuck, dude? The next thing that follows is, well, there's a problem with it. It's impossible to smoke out of it almost. I think it's broken. Now, it doesn't take an engineer to understand a bong. I mean, it's a tube within a tube. That's all it is. So if it's not working, there's one of the two tubes is completely obstructed. And because a bong consists of the main tube, which is basic, which usually is where the chamber is as well, and the chamber leads to the main tube, because the main tube is usually so large for you to fit your mouth in it, obviously that's probably not the one that's obstructed. The one that's obstructed is usually the stem. The stem is the tube that goes down into the water. You gotta take it out of the bong and freaking clean it. That's one thing. There's so many ways. The one thing that works best with standard size stems are chopsticks. Chopsticks will go in perfectly one way and perfectly the other, and you twirl them as you push them into the stem, and that will push out everything. Make sure you do this over a garbage pail, because it's extremely messy if you drop some of this shit on the floor. You're kind of fucked. And if you do drop some of that shit on the floor, do a picking up motion, not a wiping motion when you go down there with a paper towel. Because if you do a wiping motion, you're going to have one hell of a surprise. You just made your mess 60 times worse. Anyway, so got to clean the stem. This is something I often find with people that don't know their bong. The kind of person that says, no, I don't have a bong, and you find a bong in their room, that's the kind of person that's going to have a really clogged stem and think the bong's completely broken and finished. Now, the kind of person that tells you, I have a bong, but it doesn't work really well, probably has a dirty screen. People, it's so simple. You know, you can embrace the bong and enjoy how to use it all the time if you fucking use it right. And using it right involves cleaning it right, doing the proper maintenance. So it's not about cleaning out the resin that sticks on the walls of the chamber. I mean, there's not much you can do about that over a long term. Eventually, sometimes the resin finds a way to just become part of your bong. Okay, that's not the important. The important part is having a clear stem and a clear screen. And the screen, it's really simple. If it's really lodged in there and has like a quarter inch thick of crap on it, you want to basically stab at it in the bowl with a knife to get it out and find a replacement screen. Do not use a bong without a screen. It is nasty. It is absolutely disgusting. Your stem will always become dirty 6 times faster. And it will clog all the time. And that's really, really annoying. People who don't use screens and say it's fine, don't listen to them when you hear someone say that. And if you're one of them, change your view, because the stem clogs up in like 3 hits when you do that. And if you don't believe me, if you absolutely don't believe me when I say that, take a look at your stem after 3 hits and you're going to see I'm right. Maybe it's not completely obstructed, but you'll see it's at least 50% obstructed after 1 hit without a screen. No matter what kind of bowl you're using, I don't give a shit. Unless it has a permanent screen system on it, it needs a screen, for fuck's shit, you know? So find a screen and replace it. And if the screen's only dirty and you can find a way to slip it out of the bowl, then slip it out of the bowl. And what I do is I usually grab it. Now the threads go from up to down and from left to right. Now you grab the left end of the threads and the right end of the threads in the proper direction, and with your index and thumbs of both hands, and you sort of make the screen dance the twist. Basically, that's what I call it. I grab both ends and I wiggle each end up and down, and that makes the dirt just break out of all the little holes. And then you just put it back and you should have a clear hit. And I'm even willing to do a demonstration on BDO Radio here. I'm going to waste a little weed here. I'm going to show you the difference, okay? Now, my bong is fucking clogged dirty. Check it out. Okay, the hit is complete. I managed to do the bong hit fine. It wasn't a problem there. So, you're asking, what's the problem? Well, I probably wasted half my hit there, and I'll explain why as I prepare the next hit, which this time I'm not going to use as much shake. I knew I was going to waste that hit pretty much, so I used more shake than I did of bud, but now I'm using just bud for this one. The reason why this hit was poor is because, first off, did you hear the length of that goddamn hit? The length of that hit was way too long. Yes, you're not supposed to have to hit your bong that long. Either you put too much weed, either you put a butt of weed. By the way, this goes to the people who smoke without screen and use as an excuse that they put a bud directly in the bowl without breaking it up first. You're evil. You have no idea how to use a bong properly. That is nasty shit. Fucking hate putting a bud in the bowl. They don't burn well when they're not broken up. You have to relight. You're not supposed to have to frickin' relight a bong hit. You're supposed to smoke it down in one shot. So moderate if you can't smoke the size you're putting in the bowl in one shot. Put less and break it up. You'll see it'll burn much faster. It'll go much better. And especially make sure you have a clean screen, because you just heard I had to pull real hard. You're going to hear the difference right now. I'm actually cleaning the screen. I'm doing exactly what I described a few minutes ago on how to clean the screen. And now I'm going to put that screen back in the bowl. Check that I did not puncture it accidentally while cleaning it. No, I did not. That's something you got to check. Screens will give out after 2-3 cleanings, and you're going to puncture a hole in it accidentally. You're going to have to replace it. That's normal. All right, so listen to the difference now. So, wow. Yeah, that, I got all the smoke from that one. So you heard now that there was far less what I like to call drag on that hit, meaning that it was much easier to pull with all my might on that bong so that the smoke would come through as fast as possible. This is something you have to do when you hit a bowl so you don't have to go through a relighting. Because relightings taste just absolutely gross. The first hit is delicious. Right after that, if you have to relight, it tastes like armpit. It's disgusting. I want to down it in one shot. Far easier to do with a clean screen. The hit, now this is something you couldn't see, but it burnt much faster. And the chamber filled way faster. And you might have noticed that I had actually enough breath to keep it going at full pace all the way till the end. What happens when you have a dirty screen is you waste a lot of energy trying to go full throttle, and you're being held at 50% throttle, so you're wasting a lot of that energy trying to pull on the bong. You're probably pulling four times harder than you should. So that's it. That ends my demonstration. And people, wow, that's an abrupt ending because I'm already at 14 minutes now. That wraps up show number 24. I think that was a really cool one. I hope you enjoyed it. I even had a couple of hits in it. This is something I do fucking rarely on podcasts. My characters have all the hits. Yeah, that's a new rule. You might have noticed. My characters have plenty of hits. I don't. But I had to do this demonstration. Reason being is I actually recently experienced someone's really badly maintained bong, and I basically showed this person how to maintain the bong. And from what I hear, they're actually embracing the use now of the water pipe instead of rolling joints all the time. It's far more convenient in some scenarios. Anyways, so I'm your host, Budweiser, wrapping up show number 24. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time, hopefully on a live show. People, you got all the tools you need right now, you know?